Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And we've been speaking with Rick about the uses of silver and how it can help. Rick, you want to go ahead? Hello, Rick. You still there? Oh, okay. Where's your dad?
Okay, folks. Hey, I don't know what happened there, Rick and Lori, at the last break. I didn't hear a bit of music. I just got stepped on by commercials and wondered what happened. But those little things happen sometimes, so no big deal. Anyway, Rick, how much colloidal silver do you have put up now? Lori, did we lose Rick? Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are. And yes, we did lose Rick.
Okay. No problem. Maybe he'll call back if he has time. Anyway, Lori, the news is getting interesting. I can't believe all the hand-wringing going on over the possible military conflicts that are, I mean, we know they're going to come eventually, but, you know, the way I'm looking at things, whether it comes tomorrow or this time next year, you and I don't have a whole lot to worry about. We're ready. You know, therefore, maybe that's why, you know, you and I aren't worried about this like everybody else is. What do you think?
Well, we're ready to a point, I think. There's other people, like I think Rick, who might be a little bit more prepared. But if it does happen, then I think we'll do all right.
I think we will, too.
I don't think that the people in the bigger cities will fare as well as those of us that live in rural areas, because we know how to survive a little bit more off the land than they do. And unfortunately, the kids in the cities aren't taught to survive. And I know this firsthand from working in, you know, for boys' homes, that they have no idea what things are. I remember one young man one morning standing there waiting for the bus. He saw a cow across the fence line, and he asked me what it was, and I told him. And he says, "And why do people have them?" And I explained to him, you know, that's where your meat comes from, your steaks, your hamburger, things like that. And he's like, "No, that comes from the store." And I said, "Well, where do you think the store gets it?" And he says, "From another store." I mean, it's just amazing how much kids in the city really don't know, you know, so they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd really have a hard time surviving. Hi, Rick. Rick
Go
is
ahead,
back.
Lori. Oh, good. Well, I was going to try to get out of your way so you guys could do some caller's choice, but I will answer your question about how much. I've got 2 gallons stored up, but I did buy, as I mentioned, a box of a dozen. I got this from Uline, you know, the famous, notorious waster of trees. Right. They put out a catalog about an inch thick every week. I got a dozen black plastic gallon jugs. I guess I should look. I think it's okay to store colloidal silver in plastic as long as it's opaque. I'll make sure, but that's what I got them for. And I'll probably just go ahead now that I've got the right 24 volt DC transformer. I'll probably just go ahead and fill those bottles with colloidal silver. I mean, why not? They're not doing anything at the moment except taking up space. And if I fill up 10 of them, I'll have about $9,000 worth of colloidal silver. It wouldn't hurt, I guess, to get some smaller bottles, some little, maybe little brown bottles or something like that. Right. So that I can put some up like that. Yeah, and Kate, right. Common item. So that I can give some of that stuff away to my family when they need it. You know, it'd be, make a great gift too. So. Yeah, it would. I mean, it could literally be a lifesaver for somebody. you know, I'm going to start stocking up. We've got a little tiny bit of colloidal silver, probably less than a quart. I would say much less than a quart, you know, but as much as my daughter and son-in-law and I get cut on barbed wire and everything else, you know, even though we got good immune system, there's always a possibility that we could get an infection. And an infection, when there are no antibiotics around, can literally be a death sentence. And therefore, I'm going to make a few gallons too. I've got everything I need to do it. Only thing I don't have is the alligator clothes.
That's about a dollar.
Right.
What I mentioned before was, you know, during the war between the states, most of those guys died of bacterial infections brought on by wounds of one sort or another.
Exactly.
If we do have credit freeze or any kind of supply chain disruption, we're going to literally evolve back, you know, within weeks to that exact same pre-Civil War medical environment where you're going to lose the advantage of the extra 10 years that the medical community has taped onto your life by use of antibiotics. We're going right back to where we started. And if you don't have access to the meds, if you don't have some fish antibiotics or something stored away in the freezer, and you don't know how to make colloidal silver, I don't want to be gloom and doom, but you're going to get yourself into an awful lot of trouble.
Oh, I agree. I think in one of those situations, I think I would probably go to the colloidal silver first before the antibiotics, especially, you know, a surface wound type of thing.
If you're just doing the math, that's the cheapest way to go, obviously.
Right. You know, and then if the colloidal silver didn't work for some reason, then I would consider the antibiotics. I don't know what the situation will be then.
Well, there's some other people that claim that they have cured pneumonia by putting, I forget it is, I think it was 8 or 10 drops of oregano oil into a gallon of water, shaking it up real good, and sipping on it constantly. So if you use colloidal silver in combination with oregano water, is probably going to be something, you know, now the chicken company, what is it, Tyson? They've been shoving the poultry full of antibiotics for so long that they have actually helped make the entire Western Hemisphere, all the bacteria and the viruses, right? Everybody's got problems with immunodysfunction now thanks to the poultry industry. Well, now they're saying that they're using oregano oil in the water as maintenance for the chickens so that you don't have to worry about that. And of course, they're saving tons of money as well. Right.
Yeah. And it really surprised me that Tyson went that way. I mean, I think it's great that they did. It surprises me.
Oh, don't think for one minute they're not saving money this way.
Oh, I bet they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it.
Right. Why don't I go work on the chicken pen and so that you guys can do some caller's choice?
All right, buddy. I thank you for being on the show. It was a very entertaining and educational experience, Rick. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks a million. It was a great privilege for me. Thanks a million. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Thanks,
have
Rick.
A good one, Rick.
Bye bye.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. A few housekeeping items. If you have a chance, drop by ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. We've got links on there to Jim McCanny's water filters, which are apparently really taking off and doing good. People are really pleased with what they do. We also have several of the flash drives left that have 1,570-plus documents on there at 6.2 gigabytes of material. And when I say documents, I don't mean one-page documents. Some of them are, but the majority of them are 100, 200, 300-page books on a little tiny flash drive. I carry mine in my wallet, and I've got instant access to all this information. You can, too. All you got to do is have something to plug that flash drive in, a laptop, desktop, whatever, and you've got instant access to all these. It's only $55.95.
Also, Rural Survival still has its ORC system up and running and running well. The cost is $1 per month. What this is John Moore and I have collaborated on a system to let all those people know that have expressed an interest of, oh, put me on your mailing list so you can tell me, you know, when something happens. Well, John doesn't have time to maintain a mailing list. I put one together, got the software uploaded and all that. And between the two of us, if something's coming that the mainstream media isn't talking about, you're going to hear about it from us. You know, we're not going to put out stories that CNN or MSNBC or Fox is already covering. What we're going to do is put out information that we have verified to be accurate that the mainstream media either is not aware of or is afraid to cover. So that's something you might want to look at. All you got to do is click on the red link top left of every page on ruralsurvival.info, and it will take you to a page that tells you everything about it. It's something to consider, folks. And like I said, it only costs you $1 a month. All right, Lori, anything that you're looking at right now?
No, not really. Just been listening to Rick. I found it very informative, really. Dr. Joe, learned some things I really wasn't aware of today. So that helps, and I hoped it helped someone else. It was very educational.
Yeah,
and it definitely helped. And it would definitely help, you know, being able to do these types of things. And knowing this kind of stuff, if things were to go, you know, to heck in a handbasket, as I say. But
well, you know, Lori, this is one beautiful thing about talk radio. We learn, our listeners learn, and everybody wins. That's one reason I absolutely love talk radio so much. You know, there isn't a show that goes by that I don't learn something from a caller. And I doubt if most of our listeners listen to a full show without learning something additional to a subject they knew about or learning about a subject they didn't know existed. So, you know, I love talk radio. Anyway, well, folks, let's see what's going on in the world real quick here. I don't think anything new is on drugs since the last time I looked. One thing I found funny, Bloomberg messed up with one of their algorithms where they interpret news headlines from around the world. For about 20 minutes last night, I was up for this, but I don't remember what time. It's 11:30, 12 o'clock central at night. They had a headline up that said, North Korea has fired a projectile. Well, what it really was, what the headline really said was, North Korea displays a missile in their Day of the Sun parade. So that really got some people going, got some of the military units around the world apparently to go to a heightened state of alert, all for a misinterpretation. And that, folks, shows you just how easy it is for something to go wrong. It's incredibly easy in this day of instant communications when there is no real time for verification. So things could get dicey. And the only advice I've got for people, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't pretend to know. I've got my ideas, but they're just ideas. My crystal ball broke years ago, and we've never come up with the money to fix it. So anyway, the bottom line is be prepared all the time. You know, that's the main advice Lori and I have is maintain yourself, your family, and in a constant state of preparedness. Then you don't have to worry about it. You know, you can almost, I won't say sit there as an outside observer, but you're much more comfortable in your surroundings knowing that you've done everything that you can do to prepare. And whatever, you and I can't stop what's coming. So, you know, the only thing we can do is prepare for it and take care of our own. You know, and there's all kinds of skills you can learn. Many of them cost absolutely nothing. You know, get a refresher course on your standard first aid and CPR. Stock up on medical supplies that you know how to use. You know, if nobody in your family knows how to start an IV, they need to learn. And if nobody knows in your family knows how to suture up a wound, they need to learn. This is all very easily learnable stuff, because there could come a day when, you know, 911 has decided to take the rest of the year off. You know, that's a real possibility. Go ahead, Lori.
Also, if they don't know how to take, you know, first aid, you've got the Red Cross out there. You've got the other one, American Heart, I believe it is. They teach all these courses, first aid, CPR if you're going to need it for one of your family members if, you know, medical help can't get to you. In the first aid course, they'll teach you how to splint things. They'll teach you how to immobilize a body part in case it's injured. You know, these are things that could save a life of a family member, a loved one, or a dear friend. So it wouldn't hurt to maybe contact one of those and get those courses under your belt so you know all this. And they teach.
You know, another one is EMT. That's a heck of a good course. You know, even if you don't go for take your state boards, just taking the class will give you a hell of a lot of information, won't it?
Right, it will. It goes over everything. The EMT courses cover all the meds and everything. And trust me, you have to know all these when you're taking the course, because if you do decide to take your state boards, which means you become certified in that state, then you know these are all things you need to know. But like you said, if you're not going to take the state boards, it's still very educational. They teach you several different things of what you need to know. And if you wanted to take it one step further, you could take the course to become a paramedic. The paramedic course is going to, of course, cover more of the meds and how much dosage and stuff like that. But keep in mind, even they can't just give you stuff. They have to have a doctor's approval to do so. So the only person above that would be a doctor, you know, that would have the education to help the family in situations like this. But when you don't have a doctor handy, you have to be that doctor. So this kind of information is something good to know all the way around. And I would say study whatever you can. Study, like Dr. Joe said, the homeopathic meds. Learn the different plants out there that is in probably in your own backyard can be used for symptoms, for help and healing and everything. You have, believe it or not, there's parts of the cedar tree that can be used. Dandelions, chamomile. These are just a few things that can help in the process of healing and helping a loved one who needs it when you don't have a doctor around. So these are the type of things to get to know, along with, like Rick said, he was talking about the silver. Great antibiotic, as Dr. Joe pointed out. And, you know, these are, like I said, just really things that people should know, because, again, like I said, there's not going to be a doctor handy all the time. And you got to pick up that phone one day and you can't get anybody to come help you. You know, you need to know what to do. Otherwise, you know, you could lose, something more serious could happen to you, or you could lose a loved one. So it's better to know the knowledge. It's better to know the knowledge and try to help than not do anything at all. So that's
in rural areas like where we live, waiting on the ambulance can be ridiculous. Okay, here's our break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we have been talking about the different things that you can prepare yourself for in case things happen, and be ready to help yourself or your family members when help isn't around to help. I was just looking, and I have what they call an American's Master Book of Home Remedies, and it's Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. It's got over 11,000 inexpensive home remedies in it, and it covers over 730 diseases or disorders. Mine is actually a heritage edition. It's done by Vince Farrell and Harold M. Sharon, MD. And this is actually the fifth edition, and it's quite a thick book, but it covers a lot of things. Like I said, a lot of diseases. A lot of natural remedies, just by using things around you, how you can identify common herbs and, like I said, I guess 10 to 4, plants that can help with different diseases. And if you don't know what they look like or, you know, which ones to use and which ones not to use, you can always get a book that actually has the picture of the plant. It tells you what it is, if it's poisonous or not, and what, if any, remedies can be used with it. But if you're not from that area, because I know a lot of people have moved around and don't live where they originally grew up, so if you're not sure of the local plants, you can always check to see if you can find a book I was able to find one from our
what, the company it came from, Lori?
No, actually, it was where we got
the
tree.
We bought it at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company in Mansfield, Missouri, is where the book.
Right, this book came from there. It was like $40. It wasn't cheap. But there's another one that you can pick up, and it's National Tree Service is where I found this other one. And it actually is a book of, since we live in Missouri, it's a book of local plants here in Missouri. Tim and I, as you all know, weren't originally from Missouri. So getting to know the local plants, because there are some that are here that aren't in Florida where we grew up, the book comes in handy because, like I said, if you can find one for your local area, your state, that shows the natural plants and the local plants, the book that I was able to find actually has the colored pictures in it. Like, it, again, tells you the plant's name, what parts are good that you can use and stuff. So it can, like I said, they come in handy. And trust me, the pictures come in handy as well, because some of these plants also look alike, and some of them look like some that are poisons that you shouldn't even be using or for anything.
Right.
So if you can find those are very handy to have. And if nothing else, you know, start practicing or try using some at home, you know, on your own.
Right. Now, a lot of these things can also be stored up. You know, I know that a lot of the flowers that you use can be dried and stored almost indefinitely. You know, various parts of the plants, the leaves and all that, can be turned into tinctures and be stored for a very long time. So, yeah, I mean, nature really provides us with everything we need. It's just the knowledge that, you know, we're not born with, unfortunately.
Right.
But a lot of these books, though, folks, around the country, you can use your university extension office, your state conservation department, whatever they call it where you live. And almost all of these materials are completely free. You know, if you order them by mail, you'll probably have to pay the postage, but that's it. And, you know, the good part, you know, yes, my flash drive is great that we sell, but you know, it's also good to have stuff in print for ready reference in case you have a hard time powering up that laptop or that computer.
Right. So well, they
it's,
can
it's
always
a very good thing to have.
Well, they can always order the flash drive, but once they get it, if they have a printer at home, they can print it off and put it into a notebook.
Right.
You know,
at least what they notebook. Want. They wouldn't want to print all of it, believe me.
Right.
That would be a stack of paper over 40 stories tall.
Exactly.
Okay, folks, we'll be back in 4 minutes for our final half hour. Please stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN with Tim and Lori Spencer. I'm Lori. We've been talking about the natural remedies to help heal and take care of your loved ones if things get worse and there's no one around to help you. And we have Tom in Utah on line 9. Tom, are you there?
All right.
Yes.
Okay, a couple of things I'd like to contribute. You know, your a lot of your survivalist concerned people, many have bought manufactured or mobile homes and set them out on rural property. But in fact, one out of every 10 people in the United States lives in a manufactured mobile home. I happen to be the specialist that was taken down to New Orleans after Katrina, at the invitation of the law enforcement people down there, when they discovered that, particularly infants and the toddlers and the elderly that were homebound were passing away or being made seriously sick in those FEMA trailers.
Right.
I was the one that I explained to them how that was happening. Of course, there was a high level of formaldehyde in the original construction materials, but even two, three years beyond that, construction event wherein, you know, the formaldehyde should have off-gassed, you know, like the glues and the in the composite materials and, you know,
right,
the particle board and flake board, but they were still being poisoned two, three years after the fact. And I explained to them that there was a design flaw in the ventilation systems of those units. In fact, every manufactured mobile home in America in the last 40 years has been put together with a design error which allows the exhaust fumes of the furnaces to be drafted right back into the unit.
That's not good.
So I have this information up. You know, any of your survivalist listeners or just regular listeners who might be living in a manufactured mobile home, they need to see this ventilation flaw. They can remedy it very easily themselves. But I have it all published on a website called gassingamerica.com.
Gassingamerica.com. Okay.
Right. In fact, the sad thing is, at the same time this error was put into the manufacturing of this these units, medicine took a left turn, and we dropped carbon monoxide and formaldehyde, the other common environmental toxins, from the diligence into diagnosis. And so there are millions of individuals that are being injured with exhaust fumes or common environmental toxins, but the medical community has found, and it's not the doctors and the nurses, it's the deep control factors inside, found out if they don't diagnose you properly for carbon monoxide poisoning, they can treat you for any number of other illnesses, and you will continually be sick, and they will continually treat you. My own mother and father were victims of this because they were living in a manufactured home in Zuni, Arizona.
Right.
Or Zuni, New Mexico, I'm sorry. One day, my dad called me up. He said, "Tom, I think I can smell exhaust in this trailer that Mom and I are living in." He says, "I've tested the furnace. I've tested the water heater. I've tested the dryer," which they were lucky to have, you know, all propane fired.
Right.
"I can't find any problems with it, but I can still smell exhaust in this trailer." And so I said, "Well, maybe you ran the car, you know, warmed up your car with the door open, and the fumes from the car came in." He said, "Yeah, maybe that's what happened." Well, a couple of days later, I got a call from a Zuni Indian friend, and he said, "Your mom and dad are at the hospital in Holbrook." I said, "Well, what's happened?" He said, "Well, they both had a heart attack." I said, "That's kind of curious. In all my experience, you know, in medicine," I said, "I've never heard of a wife and a husband having a heart attack in the same hour." But I said teasingly, "Sometimes maybe that makes sense if the husband has a heart attack and the wife can't find the insurance policy." But anyway, so since I couldn't travel, you know, that 500 miles right away to examine my parents myself, I had to trust in the diagnosis of the team there at Holbrook.
Right.
But then in 2008, a family called me. They had a baby that was near death. They knew I'd saved other families from losing their babies, and I wasn't able to get to them right away. But they said the state is claiming that we're abusing our child, and so that's the reason they're going to take our child. A few days later, when I was able to see the child and the parents, I said, "You've been poisoned." You know, they had the classic indications of environmental poisoning, and so thankfully I was able to identify carbon monoxide as the cause of the baby's near death and the family's malaise. But then it took me a few more days to find out where it was coming from. And at that point, I finally discovered the whole problem with my own parents and then 34 million other Americans. What's happened in the manufactured housing industry, HUD took over the regulatory power in 1975 or 76. And since that time, every manufactured home that is gas-fired, either propane or natural gas.
Right.
They have installed on the roof a breathing air intake 3 feet away from the exhaust of that same furnace.
That just doesn't make sense. You would think
it doesn't make sense to you or me.
Head and,
But that has been, that has continued for 40 plus years. And as I realized that, I started examining people living in manufactured homes, and they almost always were sicker than their neighbors.
Right.
So all I can tell you is that for 40 years, and I've testified in Congress, I've paid the price for that too, by the way. They don't like things exposed that bring a serious liability issue.
No.
But every single manufactured mobile home in America violate ventilation code. And I don't care if they're heated with propane, natural gas, or if they're electric. Even the electrics create a problem because they allow sewer vents to be within inches of this breathing air intake.
Wow.
So what gases can you be exposed to if you're living in an electrically heated manufactured home? You can be breathing sulfur dioxide or hydrogen sulfide from your sewer, ammonia included.
Right.
So all I'm doing is just appealing to those who are listening that may not have heard me on the other shows where I've described this. Please check if you happen to be living in a manufactured or mobile home, or if you have anyone you care about who does, or if you have a mobile home sitting out on a sanctuary property, you need to make sure you remedy this problem, because you get out there, in your desperation to get away from the problems of the city, you may be literally sickened or killed by your own mobile home.
Right.
Well, let me ask you, is the fix as simple as I think it is, which is probably just coming up with a 90-degree elbow and more pipe to run your fresh air intake a long ways away from either the exhaust or the sewer pipe, standpipes, or is that
yeah.
the fix? Okay.
That's the permanent fix. The immediate
right.
fix... You know, there's a lot of people that don't have the funds or the equipment to do that.
Right.
So all they have to do is disconnect, believe it or not, disconnect this what's called blend air or breathing air intake. I see people say, well, if I do that, how's the furnace going to run? And I say, well, the furnace gets its combustion air through a separate system. It's literally a dual pipe, a duplex venting system, and the combustion air comes down an outer pipe
right.
in a duplex venting system, and the exhaust goes up the inner pipe. So the combustion air is not coming from this other jack or stand that's 3 feet away right. from that exhaust. It's coming from the secondary pipe in the exhaust itself. So you're not going to choke
right.
off the combustion air. But what you need to do is close that intake that's 3 feet away from the exhaust of your furnace. And by the way, a lot of
right.
them have the water heater right next to it. But what's
yeah.
really a mind bender is I found out that in some units they actually have the attic vent installed in the same jack that brings this air for you to breathe in. So that means you can be getting off gassing of your asphalt shingles. You'll have asbestos insulation in some units, the older units. You'll have
right.
also chemically treated cellulose in the newer units, and those are all carcinogenic.
Uh-huh.
So
I got
the first thing I tell people...
For you.
Okay.
Real quick question, and then we're going to have to go to another caller. The formaldehyde, that one really got my attention. If I remember things correctly, the formaldehyde is used as a drying agent, supposedly. Is that correct?
Yeah, when you buy a tube of liquid nails,
right.
or construction adhesive, formaldehyde is the primary solvent.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
When,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so these units were put together with Chinese material that failed inspection in the first place, would have failed, I should say. And
okay.
At least after a couple of weeks of setting in the hot sun, open and venting, the formaldehyde from the construction should have pretty much dissipated. But they were continually reading high levels of formaldehyde 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road. And I said, you understand where that's coming from. When you turn on that cook stove or oven inside that unit, and it's not vented to the outside, you're producing two terrible gases. Along with carbon dioxide, you're going to get carbon monoxide, and it's always present companion gas when there's high humidity or even humidity at all. H2CO, and that's formaldehyde. So when you when you're running a cook stove and you see a little yellow flicker in the flame, you should automatically say, uh-oh, there's formaldehyde and there's carbon monoxide. And if you're not venting that stove to the outside, you're poisoning yourself in that little box that you assume is protecting you from the elements when you're out there, you know, in your survival mode.
Right.
So sorry to run on, but I plead with people, look at gassingamerica.com. Make sure you understand the situation, and you, with a screwdriver and a little bit of common sense, you can prevent yourself from being poisoned. You know, I just tell people, disconnect that breathing air intake. It's on the top of the squirrel cage blower. Put a plastic, you know, cup over the top of that if you want to, but stuff a rag into that flexible vent or hard vent that's tied to it. And if you feel like you need fresh air, open your window.
I agree. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for your call, but we've got to go to our next caller. I really appreciate you calling in. It's very important information. Feel free to call in anytime you want, buddy.
And by the way, if you don't want to be infected, don't touch the dead animal. When you're preparing your animal food, put on gloves like you're in surgery. That's if you were in my surgical theater and you didn't have your gloves on or your mask on, I would fire you, because you'd be putting not only the patient at risk, you'd be putting yourself and your family at risk.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Next, we go to Desert Eagle in New Mexico on line 5. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, my friend. Hopefully you can hear me fine.
I hear you loud and clear. Hey, by the way, I got your package in the mail yesterday.
That's what I was going to call you about. when you get a chance, sit down and look up comfrey in your herb books and everything, and also look up arnica. And then that way you'll understand more about how to use that on Tim's foot.
Okay.
Comfrey, now I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Got a quick question on this stuff. The cast I got on now is, you know, a plaster with a ACE bandage wrapped over it. I can't really get to my foot.
Right.
It's completely wrapped up. Could I go, like, just above the bandages maybe? Would it help any? Or does it really have to be right on the place that's hurt?
No. As close as you can, if your toes are exposed. Massage it in, especially is the ball of your foot exposed at all?
No.
No. Okay, if you can massage it in under your toes on the bottom side of your foot, and then above the bandages both, comfrey, the old English name for it was bone heel. And I have managed to do something that people out here still find hard to believe because of our winters and everything. I've managed to keep growing for 5 years.
Wow.
And, so your comfrey that is in that mixture came from New Mexico. I dehydrate the leaves and pulverize them. And then what I use is one of those little Scentsy lights with the tray on top of it with just a little bit of olive oil in it to set that container in and warm it, and then actually sit there and allow the comfrey and everything else to sit there and cook and blend for about 3 or 4 days so that it really impregnates as much of that comfrey into the arnica and everything into the salve.
Okay.
Laura, you'll find out that the skin absorbs it very well. If you happen to have arthritis in your hands or anything, you can always massage some of that into your knuckles, and it helps.
No, just a lot of cramping.
But, yes, I just want to make sure that that did indeed get there and explain a little bit about it. And hopefully it'll help things move faster, my friend.
Hey, Jimmy, why don't you hold on through the break so you can tell us what's going on at Desert Eagle Shooters?
I will, sir.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we're speaking with Jim in New Mexico. Go ahead, Jim. Let us know what's going on.
Oh, boy, it's been busy. We had a very busy gun show a couple of weeks ago in Roswell, and then we've got another one coming up here in a few weeks in Carlsbad. The ARC, what I call the ARC, the Desert Eagle ARC, which is an AK an AR-15 chambered in 7.62x39 is really starting to catch on and be popular. Finding out that steel-cased ammo you can buy so dirt cheap, especially the Brown Bear, we're shooting, minute-of-angle groups at 100 yards with this stuff. Now, down in my AK-47, a 4-inch group through my AK-47, and I'll get an invitation from the Russians to be on their sniper team. But the ARC is really turning out to be a very popular item out here. We're finishing up the development on the 42090E, which is in the AR-10 platform.
Right.
Our problem on getting that one in production is going to be the money part, because to get the brass for it manufactured, it's going to run us about $19,000. So
ouch.
That one we're kind of in a hold mode, and but we're still working on it. We can manually produce the brass from a parent case. But
right.
No, we've just been screaming right along. We now have our supply of, we're stocking ballistic helmets and also stocking the polymer-based body armor, which I've already done some of my own testing here at the shop with 308 ball ammo, and at 100 yards, no penetration. And the beautiful part about it is your standard plate body armor, your kit is going to weigh in at about 40-plus pounds.
Right.
And with the polymer ones that we're getting in now and assembling, your kit is going to weigh about 11 to 12 pounds. So,
and what a difference that would make on a hot day on a forced march.
Oh, yes.
What a difference.
And I figured, you know, I can trust the data and everything from the testers, but I think it's more impressive if I can sit there and do my own testing and take it and show it to people. And I kid you not, I was just, 2,900 feet per second out of my 308 sniper rifle at 100 yards, 50 yards, 147
okay.
grain full metal jacket ball ammo did not penetrate.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's not going to knock you on your butt and you're going to be groaning in pain, but you'll be alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hope. You might wish you weren't.
Well,
yeah.
Living proof that a Kevlar vest will stop a 1911 ball ammo at 12 feet in the back. But, people have to understand body armor is not to get you out of the situation unharmed. It's to keep from having puncture wounds that, again, go back to the need of colloidal silver and other antibiotics.
Yeah, I wish we had time. I'm going to try it anyway. I might fit it in. My son, Kelly, got hit with two M4 rounds at 10 feet in the back. He survived it. All right. Hey, guys. It's been a great show. Jimmy, thanks for your call. Visit him at
DesertEagle.com,
folks. All right. Everybody
awesome.
Have a great
that
day.
You're sounding
same
good.
Time,
have a
same
good
time,
one.
Same channel next week. Bye-bye.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.